Shalom, shalom, Israel. First off, Shabbat shalom, Israel. First off, all praises to the Most High and His Son, Yahweh Shai. Today's class, believe not every spirit, but trust in Yahweh. It's not hard to see that Israel is still confusing Christianity with the truth. And what I'm starting to realize is, they basically forgetting the basics. They basically forgetting what they really supposed to be dealing with. I'm seeing that they still using Christianity strongholds, you know, when they teaching the Bible. That's why it's hard for them to believe Christ didn't walk on water, turn the water into wine. It's hard for them to believe that the Spirit of Christ is in them. It's hard for them to believe these different things, you know. And I just wanted to touch on a few, you know, let's get back to the basics. You know, when you're still dealing with commentaries and books outside of the Bible, you still bring a confusion into your life. Unless you're strong enough to handle the confusion, I would suggest you don't deal with that. Matter of fact, before we hit that first scripture, let's go to Sirach 3. Sirach 3. Read Sirach 3 and 21.
The book of Sirach, chapter 3, verse 21. Seek not out the things that are too hard.
So understand something. Some things you shouldn't seek out. Some knowledge you shouldn't look into if your mind is not strong enough to deal with it. You know, because if you look into something, it could pull you away from the truth. It could pull you away from what your Bible really actually says. Read.
For thee, another search the things that are above thy strength.
It said, don't look into those things that are above your strength. Some of us have to still continue with the milk. Some of us have to still continue with the soft food because the meat you're not ready for until you have been weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. It's best for you to stay right there at the level you are until you're ready to move to the next level.
That's right.
Read up.
But what is commanded thee? Think there on with reverence.
He said, but what is commanded you, think upon that with respect. Think upon what he's already told us. Think about the things that the Bible has guided you. Because when you start fishing in other places, you can get pulled. You can drown.
That's right.
You know, and what I want y'all to do is put down the commentaries. I got a study Bible right here. But I didn't get it for the bottom. If you look at it, you can see that the scriptures is right here from the top to this brown line. And then what somebody think about it is from the brown line to the bottom. That's what somebody else thinks. They don't actually know the precept upon precept, line upon line. They don't actually know God's word because you got to be the seed to know God's word like
that.
So I'm gonna get into that right quick. Finish that out for me, y'all.
For it is not needful for thee to see with thine eyes the things that are in secret.
Now that's going into the Bible. Some of the stuff that's in the Bible is not, you're not ready for. So you wouldn't even understand it if you saw it. So leave that alone and continue to build. Because once you read your Bible 4 or 5 times, you'll start to be able to see the things that are in secret. Understand, it will come. But give me, let's start, give me Romans 13 and 11 right quick.
The book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 11.
Read.
And that knoweth the time.
That's 15 and 4. 13 and 11. Okay, that's right. Read. My bad.
That's and that knowing the time.
Uh-huh.
That now it is high time.
Read.
To awake out of sleep.
It's time for us to really wake up. Because if we still dibbling and dabbling in every different doctrine, because a lot of, I'm going to show you something. A lot of people do that so they can be wiser than others, you know. Right. And I know a brother personally, my little bro, you know, personally, he has, in seeking the Lord, he was seeking into a lot. He was seeking a lot of things, but his mind was strong enough not to get pulled away. Some of y'all mind is not that strong yet. So it's time for you to wake up. Kind of leave that the extras alone and get yourself built up. Read.
For now, it is our salvation nearer than when we believe.
Understand what the Bible is really telling you. Our salvation is near. The saving of the spirit is near. So we got to make sure that we dwelling in the right place. A lot of us are not dwelling in the right place. Give me Ephesians 5:14. The book of Ephesians, chapter 5 and verse 14.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 14.
Read.
Wherefore he said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead.
He said, arise from the dead. Now the way that we have to arise from the dead comes from being truly obedient to the word of God. Now, when we're not being obedient to the word of God, then we are dead spiritually. In order for us to come alive, we have to come back and keep God's word. Read.
And Christ shall give thee life.
Who's going to give them life?
And Christ shall give thee life.
See, what Christ does when he comes and he walks through the scriptures is he sheds light on the parables. He sheds light on the Bible, on the word, because it is written of him. So he sheds light on and open our eyes to what the Bible is really speaking on. Read.
See then that ye walk circumspectly.
Walk carefully. Tread carefully. Read.
Not as fools.
Not as what?
Not as fools.
Read.
But as wise.
But as wise men. Read.
Redeeming the time.
Because we got to make up for the time that we've been lost, that we've been dead, that we wandered out of the way of understanding. Read.
Because the days are evil.
The days are what?
The days are evil.
Because these days are evil. The hardest thing it is for an Israelite is to walk through this wicked kingdom in a righteous manner. So we got to come back to the Most High and do his word. Be careful what we get involved in. Read.
Wherefore, be ye not unwise.
Don't be unwise. Read.
But understanding what the will of the Lord is.
But understanding what the will of the Lord is. Understand what his true will is. Give me Psalms 40 and 7 right quick. The book of Psalms chapter 40 and 7. Just want to jump right there right quick. Let me get there with you all. Chapter 40 and verse 7. Read that out.
The book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book.
Read.
It is written of me.
It's written of Yahushua, this book, this Bible. It's written of him. Read.
I delight to do thy will.
He say, I delight to do thy will. Read.
Oh my God. Yea, thy law.
Thy what?
Thy law.
Read.
Is written within my heart.
Read it again.
I delight to do thy will, oh my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart.
Thy law is within my heart. Thy law is within my heart. It's in his mind. This book is of him. So when he came, he shed light on the law. Now, the will of God is to do his will, is to do his law. So give me 25 and 12 right quick. Psalms 25 and 12. So we should delight to do his will, because when we're not doing his will, it's easy for us to get pulled to and fro. Because guess what? You got to be walking in his word if you want to understand it. That's what Israel struggles with. They dealing with too many things. I'm going to get there. Read that.
The book of Psalms, Chapter 25, verse 12.
Read.
What man is he that feareth the Lord?
Uh-huh.
Him shall he teach in the way.
Him shall he do what?
Him shall he teach in the way.
So that fear of the Lord, when you fear the Lord, that means you're going to keep his word. So if you dibbling and dabbling in any kind of sin, any kind of sin, from the lightest to the greatest, because it's all sin, how is he going to feed your spirit if you won't even be obedient to his word? He want to feed your spirit, but he can't, because he see that, you know, they honor me with their lips, but their mind, their hearts is far from him.
That's right.
They see this. Read.
What man is he that feareth the Lord?
Uh-huh.
Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose.
Read.
His soul shall dwell at ease.
Uh-huh.
And his seed shall inherit the earth.
Read on.
The secret of the Lord.
The what?
The secret of the Lord.
Read.
Is with them that fear him.
The secrets of the Lord is with them that fear him. When you fear the Lord, you start changing fast. When you fear the Lord, when I first found out how serious this walk was, and somebody said, hey, man, you're supposed to have friends, I went to cut my shirts because I feared the Lord and the judgment of not keeping his commandments. Read.
And he will show them his covenant.
And he will show them what?
And he will show them his covenant.
Now, you got to ask yourself something. He said, they that fear the Lord, and he will show them his covenant. Who did he show his covenant to? See what I'm saying? So when you start to look elsewhere for knowledge that the Lord is trying to give, first you got to look and see who he's going to deal with. Let's see who he's going to deal with. Give me Amos chapter 3 and verse 7. And this is what you call studying your Bible for dummies. You know, that's what I'm going to call it. Studying your Bible for dummies. And the reason I say that is because a lot of Israel call themselves deep in the Bible, but they still putting their strength in the other nations.
Bring it out.
They still putting their strength and learning some of their biblical theories and theologies from these other nations. Read that for me, y'all.
The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7.
Read.
Surely the Lord will do nothing.
Uh-huh.
But he revealeth his secret.
His what?
He revealeth his secret.
Uh-huh.
Unto his servants, the prophets.
The who?
The prophets.
He say he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. And by definition, you know, when I study the Bible, when I'm reading, I have to look at and see who is God's servants, because that's the word right here. So who is God's servant? He said his servants, the prophets. Who does the Lord reveal his secrets and send into every coast to teach his people? Do he do that with just anybody? He can't do that with just anybody, because if you look at the Jehovah's Witness, they got every nation in there, and they all talking about God loves everybody. Where's that at in the Bible?
Bring it out.
Where's it at? I'll wait. This is what I mean by foolery. How we tend to start looking into other things. We got brothers out here running Jewish stars, right? And they know that star was created by the so-called white Jews.
Bring it out.
So why would you put that on you if you know that it's demonic? Think about it. They own everything. They are the reason that half of our young rappers are gay.
Bring it out.
Because they got to lay on that couch before they get that paper.
That's right.
I'm just saying. Give me Isaiah 44 and 1, simple scriptures. This is what I mean by getting back to the basics. Simple scriptures. Brothers need to get back in here and really read, because guess what? Y'all have started to dibble and dabble in so many different things that is throwing off your thought process. if we got to restudy the Bible because we've been lied to in the past, don't you think you got to rethink everything?
Right.
Everything we ever put our hands on, everything we ever studied, everything we ever read, we got to go rethink how it was given to us so we can try to put it in a righteous way. Because guess what? A lot of those lies we found out were real down, dirty, deep falsehood.
That's right.
To confuse us and keep us away from our God. Read that for me, y'all.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 1.
Read.
Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant.
Whoa, whoa. Oh, who?
O Jacob, my servant.
It's so simple. He's saying it right here. He said he revealed his secret to his servants, the prophet. He go right back here and say, O Jacob, my servant. Read.
And Israel, whom I have chosen.
And what?
And Israel, whom I have chosen.
And Israel, whom I have chosen. Read on.
Thus says the Lord, that made thee.
That did what?
That made thee.
Read.
And formed thee from the womb.
So he knew who he knew who Jacob, Israel, his sons, his family, his blood lineage. He knew us from the womb. Read.
Which will help thee. Fear not. O Jacob, my servant.
O Jacob, my what?
O Jacob, my servant.
Read.
And thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen.
And thou, Jerusalem, whom I have chosen. So, he just said that Jacob, Israel, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, this was the real Israelites. See, let's keep going. Give me 41:8. Simple scriptures. Back to the basics. Let me show you something. Read this.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 8.
Read.
But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen. The seed of Abraham.
The what?
The seed of Abraham.
He said, the seed of Abraham. We're going to get into that. Read.
My friend.
My what?
My friend.
So he's still saying that he chose Jacob. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen. The seed of Abraham, my friend. Read on.
Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof.
Read.
And said unto thee.
Read.
Thou art my servant.
Thou art my what?
Thou art my servant.
Read.
I have chosen thee.
I have chosen you. Read.
And not cast thee away.
And have not cast y'all away. So who is his servants? The prophets. It's the 12 tribes. It's the 12 tribes. So when you start to pull from different things, matter of fact, let's deal with that right quick. Give me Romans 9:3 right quick. And then I'm going to hop back into where I wanted to go. Give me Romans 9:3. The book of Romans. Just simple basic stuff. Simple basic stuff. And this is, you know, I'm seeing that y'all still getting pulled, but you done got so deep in your scripture, you forget the basics. You forget the outline. Read that.
The book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 3. For I could wish that myself were accursed from God, from Christ. For my brethren, my kinsmen.
My what?
My kinsmen.
My kinsmen, my kinfolk. Read.
According to the flesh.
According to the flesh. According to the bloodline. Read.
Who are Israelites?
Who are they?
Who are Israelites?
Read.
To whom pertaineth the adoption?
So who pertaineth the adoption? We are the only ones that can be brought back to Israel. Read.
And the glory.
And the glory. Read.
And the covenant.
And the covenant. And the agreement. That was only given to us. Read.
And the giving of the law.
And the giving of the what?
And the giving of the law.
So that means these laws wasn't given to everybody. This Bible was only given to us. Read.
And the service
and the
of
what?
God. And the service.
And the what?
And the service.
And the what?
And the service.
Read.
Of God. and the promises
and the service of God. So whatever God needs to do, however he needs to work, whatever he needs to do to display his word to his people, he gonna do it through us. This is a truth movement.
That's right.
Not a lie participation plan. See, you gotta understand something. That's how come we got one third and two thirds. We got one third that's gonna be brought through the fire. And they gonna keep God's word on this wall.
That's right.
And you got that two third who will make that agreement with lies. That's what they've done. See, I'm gonna show you where Israel get caught up at. Let's see. Keep reading out.
Whose are the fathers of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came? Who is over all?
Uh-huh.
God bless forever.
Read.
Amen. Not as though the word.
We good. Give me Ecclesiastes 12. Ecclesiastes 12. Let me get that with you, God. Ecclesiastes 12 and 12. Go ahead.
The book of Ecclesiastes 12 and 12. And further, by thee, my son, be admonished.
Be admonished. When we admonish somebody, we rebuke them sharply. So he's rebuking us sharply. He said, be admonished. Read.
Of making many books.
Of the study of many books. Read.
There is no end.
Uh-huh.
And much study is a weariness of the flesh.
Much study, it makes you tired. So when you start to dibbling and dabbling in books, what can that cause? What can that do? That can cause confusion. Like, I'm gonna show you something. When I first met the elder, we had a conversation, and he asked me, "What did holy mean?" I'm new in the truth. So what does the first thing a brother do when he feel like God has called him to do the work? The first thing he do is go to church. So I'm going to church. I'm reading my Bible. I'm reading commentaries. And I'm dibbling and I'm dabbling, trying to get down to the bottom of this Bible. So, in our conversation, he asked me a question. He said, what does holy mean? Simple. Simple. Simple question. He asked me, what does holy mean? I told him it means dedicated or consecrated to God. Now, give me Leviticus 20:26 right quick. And I'm just going to show you something right quick. This is what happens when we start looking to the enemy for information. Leviticus 20:26. Just to prove a point. Read that for me.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 20, verse 26.
Read.
And ye shall be holy unto me.
He said we would be holy unto him. Read.
For I, the Lord, am holy.
He said, for I, the Lord, am holy. Read.
And have severed you.
And have separated you. Read.
From other people.
From what?
From other people.
Read.
That ye should be mine.
Holy means separate. He set us apart. He separated us.
Jeez.
From everybody else. So that's all holy means. What is dedicated or consecrated to God? You know what that definition does? If holy means to be dedicated or consecrated to God, anybody can say they dedicated or consecrated to God.
Bring it out.
Anybody, any nation, any race, anybody. That makes the statement of holy be consuming all. But this one right here says he has severed us from other people that ye should be mine. So he separated us. He said, a holy people. Now when you go into the scriptures, you know, you go to Psalm 147:19-20. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any nation.
That's right.
So he's saying he has separated Israel, the 12 tribes, from other people, from the other nations. Simple. Simple. So, when it says to be admonished of making many books, you got to ask yourself a question. I got that from the Matthew Henry commentary. Matthew Henry is a so-called white man, theologian from England. How did our Bible get in their hands? This got something to do with them killing King James and doing what they thought they should do. I'm going to show you something else. Theology school. Theology. I'm just going to say his name and show you something. His name is Joanne Philip Gabler. Theology. He was a German by nationality. German. And he came up with this theology. And our people go to theology school to get promoted into being pastors, ministers, priests. They go to these theology schools. You know why? So they can be approved by the people that watch over, not the people, the devils that watch over how we teach the Bible.
Right.
And only if they teach it their way will they get their certificate to be a theologian. These people, they have commentary, they have study Bibles, all this stuff is online. And I know that when certain people teach certain things, they dibbling with this. They messing with these things. They not sticking to the script. I'm going to show you something. When you start looking toward the enemy to learn your Bible, you're way off.
That's right.
You're way off. And I'm going to show you why. I'm going to show you why. Give me Sirach 12 and 6 right quick. Sirach 12 and 6. And also, they said Gabler is widely considered to be the father of modern biblical theology because of his 1787 inaugural address at University of Altdorf. What do they teach at these colleges and these schools? White history? They teach their own man-made program.
That's right.
They teach no truth. I've been to college, didn't learn a thing. Wasn't worth it. If I'd have listened to them people in there, I'd have been confused right now. I'm so happy that the Most High pulled me away from that so he could deal with me personally. What I had you go to, Art? Give me Sirach 12 and 6. Read that.
The book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 6.
Read.
For the Most High hated sinners.
What does he do?
For the Most High hated sinners.
Read.
And will repay vengeance unto the ungodly.
That's not what I want. I want 12 and 10.
The book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 10.
Read.
Never trust thine enemy.
Do what?
Never trust thine enemy.
So do you think we can actually trust the people that beat the skin off our back, raped our children, fed our children to alligator bait, fed our children to alligators.
Bring it out.
Killed the mothers, raped the fathers, raped the mothers and the children, who are still abusing us today with they food. I don't know if y'all noticed, but I bought $40 worth of fruit the other day, you know, on my new health kick. And my raspberries, my blackberries, my bananas, that was just a week ago. All of them molded. Anything that I did not consume within 3 days, molded, rotten, ate up. They feeding us poison and rotten food. Read that again.
Never trust thine enemy.
Why do we continue to trust our enemy? Why? Let me show you something else. Give me Deuteronomy 28:48 right quick. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 48.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 48.
Read.
Therefore shall I serve thine enemies.
We serving our enemies. Read.
Which the Lord shall send against thee.
Read.
In hunger.
In hunger. Hunger is not just going into food. Because when the Bible speaks on hunger, most of the time it's talking about feeding your spirit, feeding your soul.
That's right.
So what are we in hunger for knowledge, for wisdom? Read on.
And in thirst.
And in thirst. What is it talking about? Is it just talking about water? Is it just talking about how we teach it on the street? No. Because when the Bible talks about water, it's talking about the word. It's talking about feeding your mind.
Right.
Read.
And in nakedness.
And in nakedness. Is that just talking about the clothes on our back? Or is that talking about the spirit that we walking in? Because when we in sin, we naked.
That's right.
But when we walking in righteousness, we have clothed ourselves with righteousness.
That's right.
So you mean to tell me the same people? Read on up.
And in woe of all things.
The Most High told us we was going to be going to these people for everything we need. Now that we know they the enemy, you think they're going to give you the knowledge you need? You think they're going to give you what you really need? You think you can go and seek out knowledge from your enemy? Let's realize something right quick. Give me 1 Corinthians 14:33. 1 Corinthians 14:33. Read that out.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 33.
Read.
For God is not the author of confusion.
What is God?
For God is not the author of confusion.
What that does when you start seeking information from your enemy, that brings in confusion. And what that does is that gives you an excuse to sin. That's what it does. Because if you fear the Lord, you will put down sin. When I found out the judgment, there go them cigarettes, there go that weed, there go them drugs, there go that, you know, everything started to be put away. Because I feared the Lord. Not only that, I loved him. Because guess what? When you read the scripture, it says, which one will really love God the most? It's going to be the one that he's forgiven for the most.
That's right.
You know, and I know I did hella things in my life, and he forgave me for it. So I'm going to love him enough to keep his commandments. We got brothers out here seeking knowledge, and they looking for love in all the wrong places. That's what they doing. Give me 1 John 4:1. First John chapter 4:1. Go ahead. The book of 1 John, chapter 4, and verse 1.
The book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 1.
Read.
Beloved, believe not every spirit.
Do what?
Believe not every spirit.
I'm going to tell Israel, and I know it's a lot of, and I'm going to be honest with you, it's a lot of sisters that still watching Christianity on TV.
That's right.
It's a lot of sisters still in there watching Creflo Holler, in there watching TD Snakes, in there watching Tony Evans, in there watching Ricky Rush, still believing in these men thinking they know something. But a man that won't tell you the truth don't know nothing.
That's right. Bring that out.
Y'all don't understand that. Read it again out.
Beloved, believe not every spirit.
Don't believe every spirit. Read.
But try the spirit.
But do what?
But try the spirit.
Let me check this spirit out. Let me see what this spirit doing. Sometimes you have to sit back and examine the walk of a brother to see if this spirit is right. Read.
Whether they are of God.
Whether they are what?
Whether they are of God.
Okay, I see this brother got his beard on his face. All right, I see. Okay, yeah, the brother got his fringes on. Okay, that's right. Brother got one wife. Okay, he raised his children in his household in order. All right. Ain't heard too much about the brother. Ain't heard. Every time I see the brother, he doing the work. All right. Every time I see the brother, he's ahead of the game. He taking care of his business. You know, okay, let me examine the spirit. Let me examine what he teach. Okay, the brother teach the Bible. Okay, he's precepting his Bible. He's delivering this. He's making me understand the scriptures. Okay. Okay. See if this brother is a selfish brother or this brother for the name. Okay, Well, I see the brother done got 20 acres of land and pretty much said, hey, it's for the school. If anybody get their trailers, come on down, you know. Okay, the brother loves his people. Okay, we got a garden. Okay, let me get the food back there. Okay, bag that food up and hand it out to the sisters first, and we gonna hand it out where we got left to the brothers. And okay, I see this brother care about the health of the people, feeding the people, loving the people. You know, you examine the brother's spirit. Read,
because many false prophets are going out into the world.
Many false prophets are out here in the world. So the Most High separated us from other people. He separated us so you will know the difference between the two. Colossians 2 and 8. The book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8.
The book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 8.
Read.
Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit.
Don't God love everybody? Sound good? That sound good. Don't? What them brothers was teaching, all Israel gonna be saved? Even the wicked, all of us gonna be saved?
Bring it out.
Don't that sound good? Don't that make you wanna go smoke a blunt? Cause you know you gonna make it?
Bring it out.
Don't be dumb, man. Don't be stupid. Read.
After the tradition of man.
After the tradition of what?
After the tradition of man.
They gonna coach you and tell you the wrong things and you believe it. Because you're searching with the wrong people. He's only going to give his word through us, through the prophets. It ain't got to be one body. I'm talking about through the prophets, through the ones that's walking in this truth.
Right.
Through the ones who wholeheartedly walking. And I put that out there because I don't have no ill will with none of these brothers.
That's right.
I really don't care what they're doing, really. If they ain't walking in the spirit, the Most High going to pull their skirt up. You see what happened?
Bring it out.
You see what happened? You see a great exodus going on everywhere. You see what happened? We had brothers live out of here still smoking cigarettes, still doing what they want to do out there trying to serve the Lord, man. It's not going to work if your example ain't right.
That's right.
It's not going to work if your walk ain't right.
That's right.
I'm just being honest with you. You know, we got brothers out there, all the strip clubs and all that kind of, they skirt being pulled up now.
That's right.
You know, I'm just being honest with you. Until they wholeheartedly keep this truth, be about this truth, be about the people, It's gonna constantly cause confusion. And if they getting caught up with these rhetorics of doctrine, what they gonna do to the sheep?
That's what I teach.
Read up.
After the rudiments of the world.
Uh-huh.
And not after Christ.
Not after Christ, because Christ say, I delight to do thy will, O God, thy law is within my heart. That's what separates us.
That's right.
Damn it, give me 1 Timothy 4:1.
Bring it out.
This is what I be talking about. You got brothers out here playing, man. My calling is to work for the Lord in any way I can possible.
That's right.
I'm not scared to put my life on the line. I'm not scared of no knife. I'm not scared of no gunner. Whatever it takes to protect the sheep, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be a hireling.
Bring it out.
I'm going to be what the Most High called me to be. But in order for me to do that, I have to show true obedience to his word. Read that out.
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 1.
Read.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly.
Now the Spirit, it speaketh freely. Read.
That in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith.
Don't our Bible tell you that? Don't our Bible tell you some people not going to walk this walk? Didn't it show you that through what happened to Christ? Didn't it show you that what happened to Gideon? What happened to the judges? They go back and take Israel back. They die. Israel go right back to their ex-nigga. You feel what I'm saying? They go right back to being harlots, bro. Hey, don't it explain this?
Read.
Read, huh?
Giving heed to seducing spirits.
Doing what?
Giving heed to seducing spirits.
So now you going to read what sound good. Read.
And doctrines of devils.
Uh-huh.
Speaking lies.
Doing what?
Speaking lies.
You listening to these doctrines, they speaking lies to you, and you believing in it. They giving you their own vain opinion, and you believing in it. You're not understanding that the root of evilness is already in them.
Bring it out.
Read up.
Speaking lies and hypocrites, having their conscience seared.
Having their conscience seared, their thought process, the way they learn. Now it's seared. Whatever they've been dealing with now is burned in their head. Read.
With hot iron.
With what?
With hot iron.
I know y'all was ironing them pants one time and you walked off and left that iron on them jeans.
Bring it out.
Probably your favorite polos. And you left that iron on there and you went in there and grabbed a cup of Kool-Aid. That Kool-Aid was good. So you drunk that Kool-Aid, tried to pour you another cup and run back in there, and that was that. It was an iron, burned, brown stain on your jeans, and it never came out no matter how many times you washed it, no matter how many times you had to get, you put bleach on the towel, you could still see the circles. This is what I'm talking about. This is how deep-rooted these doctrines get in your mind when you're dealing and dibbling and dabbling. Jeez. We got a Bible, man. This Bible defines its own words. It does it teaches its own thing. And I'm going to show y'all something. When this Bible say, prepare them for the search of their fathers, that's just telling us to go back in here and see what our forefathers did. Why was they so close to God? Because they wasn't dealing with the other nations. Why was they the prophets of the Lord? Because they wasn't out there mingling with the enemy. They knew who they were. And you wonder why you can't get right, why you can't let go, why you still in sin. It's because you won't let go and let God do what he do. You won't give up these things that got your flesh calling on it so you can do what you've been called to do. You won't do it. Sirach 5 and 9. Book of Sirach, chapter 5 and verse 9.
The book of Sirach, chapter 5, verse 9.
Read.
With now, not with every wind.
See, it says, with now, not with every wind. That means to examine or to sift. It says, with now, not with every wind. That means don't get caught up in everything. Don't be running over here to hear what that got to do, running over here to hear what that got to do. You know, I hear a bunch, I'm going to show you how confusing this thing can be. Don't you hear a bunch of Muslims talking about their Hebrew? Don't you hear the black Muslims saying we know we Hebrew, but they face ball, they head ball?
Bring that up.
They got on bow ties and three-piece suits and gaiters. But they say they know they Hebrews. If you're a Hebrew, wouldn't you want to follow the Hebrew customs? That's where the confusion come in. Because you know why? They still dealing with the doctrine of Farad Muhammad. Farad Muhammad is a white man. Okay. These are the things I'll be talking about, man. Read on.
And go not into every way.
And don't go into every way. Don't deal with every doctrine. Read.
For so doeth the sinner that halt a double tongue.
What is it? Read that again, man.
For so doeth the sinner that halt a double tongue.
A sinner, a man that's still in sin, he has a double tongue. See, on one hand, he think it's okay to keep the commandments. But on the other hand, it's okay for him still to do his sin. That's a hypocrite.
That's right.
You got to be true with yourself. Believe not every spirit, but trust in Yahweh, dog. Trust in your Lord and Savior. Trust in this Bible. Read on.
Be steadfast in thy understanding.
Uh-huh.
And let thy word be the same.
Be steadfast in your understanding. That means stand firm in it. And let thy word be the same. Understand, man. You're not going to make it. What you're doing is confusing Israel. Israel is confused. And I'm going to show you another thing that's going on with Israel, man. The fussing and the fighting and the feud between the camps and all that. That's making some of the sheep run to the enemy.
That's right.
Because they don't, if they see confusion in everywhere they go, they just gonna have to pick a place to be. Israel is turning the sheep away because all they do is disrespect one another.
That's right.
You ain't in this camp, you ain't in the truth. You can't even walk up and speak to the bishop. People knocking you down, get back. You can't, come on, man. We still brothers, we still people.
That's right.
But they see so much confusion and so much sin in Israel that we got sheep that want to come in the door, but they can't because of the confusion that's evolving around these camps. around Israel. I'm not going to just say these camps. Around Israel, period. Around the people. Running sheep away. Ephesians 4 and 14.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 14.
Read.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro.
Tossed what?
Tossed to and fro.
First thing he said is that we henceforth be no more children. Children. Tossed to and fro. Read.
And carried about with every wind of doctrine.
With every what?
With every wind of doctrine.
With every wind of doctrine, you get tossed to and fro. Read.
By the sleight of men.
Uh-huh.
And running craftiness.
And read it again.
And cunning craftiness.
And cunning craftiness. Let not any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. Cunning craftiness. Read.
Whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
What do they do?
They lie in wait to deceive.
They lie in wait to deceive. See what happens when you go and get caught up with every wind. Matter of fact, give me that 2nd Ezra 16:68. Give me that right quick. See, this is the cold part about. Very simple, very plain precept. Very understandable precepts. If you've been in the truth for a while, you should know these precepts, but you got away from them. You got away from 16:68. 2nd Ezra 16:68. Go ahead, let me show him something right quick. Go ahead.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 16, verse 68.
Read.
For behold, the burning wrath of a great multitude is kindled over you.
A great wrath. A burning wrath of a great multitude is kindled over us. These other nations don't give a damn about us.
That's right.
They not going to tell us nothing. They going to tell them what they believe.
That's right.
Oh no, Allah is the greatest God in the world.
Bring it out.
Well, I am Buddha and Buddha name be praying. You know, y'all don't understand? They going to tell you what they believe in. Oh, all praise white Jesus. They going to want you to roll with them.
Bring it out.
He said this multitude has a burning wrath, a great multitude over you. Read.
And they shall take away certain of you.
And they shall take away certain. Some of our people gonna follow them. Some of our people gonna roll with it. Read.
And feed you. Being idle.
And feed you. Feed you with their doctrine because you are idle with your own heritage. Read.
With things offered unto idols.
With things offered unto idols. Sacrificing to the doctrine of devils.
That's right.
That's the problem. Read up.
And they that consent unto them.
And they that follow them, they that believe them, read.
Shall be had in derision.
Shall be had in derision, in confusion, read.
And in reproach.
And in what?
And in reproach.
And in a shame, man, a shame, read.
And trodden underfoot.
Ain't they walking all over us right now from what they fed us a long time ago, man?
Yeah.
Ain't y'all paying attention to what's going on, man? I don't want my brothers, man, to get caught up and start to confuse themselves dealing with old and new doctrine. Y'all ain't heard the parable about the new wine and the old glass. Y'all ain't listening to the Bible and what it's saying, man. Come on, bro. It's really starting to give me a headache. It's like some of y'all just don't get it. Sirach 6 and 2, man. The book of Sirach, chapter 6, and verse 2.
The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 2.
Read.
Extol not thyself in the counsel of thine own heart.
Extol not thyself in the counsel of thine own heart. What does extol mean? It means magnify. Magnify not thyself in the counsel of thine own mind. Read.
That thy soul be not torn in pieces.
That your soul be not torn in pieces. You can't have one foot in this truth and one foot out this truth. You got to be all the way in. And the only way you're going to do that, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. I'm on my way there right now, so I'm going to just go and do it like that. Let's go. Finish that out for me, Op.
As a bull straying alone.
As a bull straying alone, torn in pieces. Now you all over the place. Because guess what? You getting counsel from Matthew Henry. You getting counsel from Joanne Phillip Gabler. You getting counsel from the fake Jews. You getting counsel from, and you mixing it all up with the word. And I think of mind about to explode. Excuse my language, brother. Mind about to boom.
Bring it out.
And now he back out there in the world talking to himself, not knowing thing, looking up at the sky, thinking talking to God. You know, things like that, man. So Sirach 37:13. Is that what I want? Is that it? Sirach 37. Yeah, that's it. Sirach 37:13. Mm-hmm. Let me show y'all something, man.
The book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 13.
Read.
And let the counsel of thine own heart stand.
Let the counsel of thine own heart stand. Now you got to really know what that means before you continue to go. Because he just told you a while ago, you know, magnify not the counsel of your own heart. So we got to show you what that means right quick. It said, and let the counsel of thine own heart stand. Ah. We're gonna hold that precept. We're gonna go over here to Psalm 33:10. I'm gonna show you what the counsel of your heart is supposed to be first. Psalm 33:10.
The book of Psalm, chapter 33, verse 10.
Read.
The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught.
Uh-huh.
He maketh the devices of the people. I'm not a
pick. He said he brings the counsel of the heathen to naught. That means if your mind is strong enough, you can see that the heathen is lying to you through the script from what he has given us. But if you start to fade into what they believe, then you start to dealing with confusion. Read up.
The counsel of the Lord standeth forever.
The counsel of the Lord is standeth forever. So when he's telling him to deal with the counsel of his own heart, the counsel of our own heart should be the counsel of the Lord.
That's right.
And that's what we should stand with. But I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something here. Finish it out, Op.
The counsel of the Lord standeth forever.
Uh-huh.
The thoughts of the heart to all generations.
Say the thoughts of his heart to all generations. So when it says, and let the counsel of thine own heart stand, it's talking about the counsel of the Lord. Now, you go back to here, it said, magnify not thyself. What's the difference? He's counseling himself.
Bring it out.
That's the difference. Let's go back out. Sirach 37:13.
The book of Sirach. Chapter 37, verse 13.
Read.
And let the counsel of thine heart stand.
Uh-huh.
For there is no man more faithful unto thee than it.
He said, there is no man more faithful unto thee than it. If you dwell in the scriptures, you're getting counsel from the Lord. But let me show you about when you magnify your own counsel. Read.
For a man, mine is sometimes want to tell him more than seven watchmen.
He said a man's mind sometimes wants to tell him more than seven watchmen. More than seven watchmen? So I'm sitting around listening to seven different prophets teach me seven different things. Think about it.
Bring it out.
Read.
That sit above in the high tower.
That's confusion. All these prophets think they're on top. All their doctrines are different. Read up.
And above all, this pray to the Most High.
Above all, pray to the Most High. Read.
That he will direct thy way in truth.
And he will direct thy way in truth. So you didn't pray to the Most High and he told you, hey, go and talk to the white Jews. They know my word. They can tell you something.
Bring it out.
He didn't tell you, hey, go and read the commentary, Matthew Henry. I taught him a little bit. He said he only gonna show his secrets unto the prophets. his servants. You only gonna get that truth from the house of Israel. Period. That's just what it is. Now, Isaiah 28:9, right quick. Just gonna pull it. I wasn't gonna do it, but I just gonna use it anyway. Let me show y'all some. Go ahead.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 9.
Because ain't nobody, you gotta come from these scriptures at different angles. One precept just don't belong to one precept. Some of these precepts belong to other precepts too. Read.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine?
Uh-huh.
Them that are weaned from the milk.
He say, them that are weaned from the milk. Who is he going to make to understand doctrine? Read.
And drawn from the breast.
Those that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Now, being that we are God's chosen people, we are his children, who is he talking to? Give me Exodus 4:22 right quick. Exodus 4:22. Exodus 4:22. Go ahead.
The book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 22.
Read.
And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, Israel is my son.
Israel is what?
Israel is my son.
Read.
Even my firstborn.
Even his firstborn. So I'm going to show him. I'm explain this to you. He said, who shall he teach knowledge? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. So what do you think he was doing when he was walking the children of Israel through the wilderness, through that dry place?
Bring it out.
He was feeding them the milk. He was feeding them the milk. And you see half of them died. They weren't ready for the meat.
Bring it out.
They needed that milk. They didn't even want the milk, so they died. You feel what I'm saying? He said, them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. So we his firstborn sons. So the first thing he did was he was feeding us the milk. And those that were weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, they got to see the land of milk and honey. But I'm going to show you. I'm going to keep going. Give me 1 Peter 2 and 2. First Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. Go ahead.
The book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2.
Read.
As a newborn babe.
As a newborn babe. Read.
Desires the sincere milk of the word.
What did they do?
Desire the sincere milk of the word.
When that baby come out of you, and I'm going straight to it. He be on mama titties like it ain't nothing nice, boy.
Bring it out.
Because that's where that milk is.
That's right.
So he be on it. Or she be on it. You feel what I'm saying? He said, as a newborn babe desires the sincere milk of the word. That's how we are when we first getting this truth. We desiring the truth. But the elder, he can't give it all to you. So he starts y'all with the milk. And he raise you up. What he's trying to do is get you weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast so he can do what? He can start building you into manhood. He can't do that if you still a babe.
Bring it out.
You feel what I'm saying? So what was the Most High doing to us? We his firstborn son. He had to wean us from the milk, draw us from the breast, and like newborn babes, we should have desired the sincere milk of the word, but like I told you, they died. Read.
That ye may grow thereby.
That we may grow thereby. Let's get into it. Give me Hebrews 5 and 20. Simple scriptures. But you got to wait for them. You don't study these no more. Now you still up in here talking about where I wore 3 and shit. Excuse my language. That's what you're doing. Read that.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 12.
Read.
For when, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again.
We have need that one teach you again because guess what? You choking on the meat, so now you got to get started back over and desire the milk. Read.
Which be the first principle of the oracles of God.
That's the first principles of the oracles of the Most High. Read.
and or become such as have need of milk.
Have need of what?
Need of milk.
Because your organs are not full grown yet. You can't digest nothing heavier than milk. So now you have need to be retaught again. You have to come back for the milk. And since that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to reteach you again and let you know, stop dibbling and dabbling with the enemies. Look past the confusion of the bruise and get that sincere milk of the word. Read.
And not of strong meat.
And not of what?
And not of strong meat.
He said, and not of strong meat. And not of strong meat. Read.
For everyone that uses milk.
But everyone that uses milk, everyone that's needing milk, read.
Is unskilled in the word of righteousness.
They unskillful in the word. They have to be taught. They have to be fed. They have to be led in the right direction. Read.
For he is a babe.
For he is still a babe. So desire this word, but desire it from your people. Once you see confusion, move to the next. What does it say? Trust not every spirit, but judge that spirit by the spirit. See if that brother's teaching this Bible. See if he's keeping the commandments. You don't know these spirits if you're not dwelling with them. There's a lot of people on that tube, on YouTube, out there putting on a good show, got five readers. Oh, give me so-and-so, give me so-and-so, and give me, and they look real elegant and nice. But they be the ones with the deceptive spirit. You don't know them because you got to get to know who you're dealing with. Give me 1 Peter 2 and 9. 1 Peter 2 and 9. Go ahead.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9.
Uh-huh.
But ye are a chosen generation.
We are that chosen generation. Read.
A royal priesthood.
What are we?
A royal priesthood.
We are the royal priesthood. You don't have to look to anybody else. Your word is right here with your people. Read.
And holy nation.
A what?
And holy nation.
A separate nation, because he separated us from other people. Read.
A peculiar people.
A what?
A peculiar people.
A peculiar people who was given the law, the service of God. Read.
That ye should show forth the praise of him who have called you out of darkness.
He's called you out of sin. Read.
Into his marvelous light.
Into righteousness. Deuteronomy 32 and 9. Foundation is very important. Foundation is very important.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 9.
Read.
For the Lord's portion is his people.
For the Lord's portion is what?
Is his people.
For the Lord's portion is his people.
That's right.
It's Israel. Read.
Jacob is the lot of his inheritance.
Jacob is the what?
Is the lot of his inheritance.
Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Those seeds that come from Jacob's loin, they are the lots of his inheritance. Real plain and simple. Sirach 24:19. Go ahead.
The book of Sirach, chapter 24, verse 18.
Read.
Come unto me, all ye that be desirous of meat, and fill yourselves with my fruits.
He said, and fill yourself with his fruits. Now, I got to show you something about Christ. He told us to fill himself with his fruits, right? Give me John 17 and 9 right quick. John 17 and 9. He said, come and fill ourselves with his fruit. Read that out.
The book of John, chapter 17, verse 9.
Read.
I pray for them.
Uh-huh.
I pray not for the world.
He said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world. He ain't dealing with the world. Read.
But for them which thou hast given me.
But for them which you have given him. He gave him. Wait a minute. Give me Matthew 15 and 4. My bad, we're going to come right back to that. I'm wondering why you're seeking everywhere else but the righteousness. Read that for me, y'all. 15:24.
The book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24.
Read.
But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
So he's only dealing with the Israelites. So why would he send you a white Jew to feed you? Why would he send you Matthew Henry? Why would he send you a Stoic? Why would he send you a German? Why would he send you a... You feel what I'm saying? These are Edomites. Back 17:9. Read,
The book of John, chapter 17, verse 9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me.
Read.
For they are thine. And all mine are thine.
Read.
And thine are mine, and I am glorified in them.
And he said, he is glorified in us. So, what are we doing when we wear our fringes and we got our garments and we're teaching on the Sabbath?
Gee.
What are we doing when we walk through the city wearing our garments each and every day to the stores, to the grocery store? What are we doing? We glorifying our God. We glorifying the Lord. We glorifying the word which he has given us. That's, you don't understand. Let's go back to Sirach 24. Start at verse 20.
The book of Sirach, chapter 24, verse 20.
Read.
For my memorial is sweeter than the honey. And mine inheritance than the honeycomb.
And mine inheritance than the honeycomb. He's talking about us. We the inheritance. We get to go home. The spirit of Christ is in us. We both to be living and walking like it.
That's right.
Read up.
That they eat me shall yet be hungry. And they that drink me shall yet be thirsty.
Read.
He that obey me shall never be confounded.
They'll never be confounded. Read.
And they that work by me,
they that walk as I have walked, read.
Shall not do amiss.
That all things are coming to them. Read on up.
All these things are the book of the covenant of the Most High God.
He said, all these things are the book of the covenant of the Most High. Read.
Even the law.
Even the what?
Even the law.
Read.
Which Moses commanded for an inheritance.
Read it again.
For inheritance.
Read.
Unto the congregation of Jacob.
This Bible is for us by us. Nobody's going to teach us the truth. If you're looking outside the box, you're going to get lost outside the box. And that's just what that is. I cannot tell you more, man, but to follow the word. On that, we say shalom.